Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Missing and murdered Indigenous people advocates say there is little progress and even steps backward with addressing the disproportionate number of Native Americans and Alaska Natives who are murdered or go missing. After more than 6 years of pressure by MMIP advocates, Alaska law enforcement officials updated their list of cold case homicides. They added 50 names to the list. Charlene Okpik-Apok, the executive director of the Data for Indigenous Justice Advocacy Organization, says it is traumatizing for families to see the names of their loved ones on a list, even if the crime happened decades ago. But it is also traumatizing for families and others to have those names disregarded.
I think one of the things that I heard from the troopers was maybe where they have unresolved cases in their statute of limitations, they wouldn't consider putting a case like that on the list or publicly available. But for us as families who are mourning and grieve those losses and still hold hope and carry hope for these cases, you can't just erase something that happened. It is important to have those ones on there that even if they're from the 60s, that those are still real losses in our community and that we haven't given up hope. We know that there's scientific things happening with DNA. We know that people come forward with information after a long amount of time, and there should be that opportunity to have those cases revisited in those situations where it's possible. So we think those are just as valid, you know, and just as important to have on there, even if from law enforcement's perspective, they aren't.
That was Executive Director of Data for Indigenous Justice, Charlene Okpik-Apok. Meanwhile, advocates elsewhere are concerned that the Department of Justice removed the Not One More report from its website. The report is the most comprehensive account of MMIP data and action steps to date. Carissa Newkirk, head of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Cheetah Organization in Oklahoma, says removing the report sends a bad message, even if it is available elsewhere.
It wasn't just, you know, the report. Even the best practices for media coverage was archived. The commission's recommendations was archived. All of those things truly just make you look in a different lens that puts our relationship with the United States government back years. There was already trust issues there. And to remove it from the DOJ website after a promise, which, you know, the government and our nation's promises have always been a tricky subject. But I feel like, you know, with President Biden's administration, starting from 2021, when he created the bill, to have the federal government help us so that our people were seen and heard, that relationship started to heal. And so with Trump's administration coming in, it's definitely setting us back.
That was Oklahoma MMIP advocate Carissa Newkirk. The tragic loss of her own niece propelled Cheryl Horn to become an MMIP advocate in Fort Belknap in Montana. She also condemns the Trump administration's dismissal of the Not One More report. She says so often Native advocates are working on their own without adequate cooperation from law enforcement officials.
Many, many resources needed for all our people, not only in Montana, you know, because this isn't a border thing. You know, they don't say, oh, there's a Montana border. I personally try to help everybody from every state, anybody. You don't even have to be Indigenous to be on my list. It's just like it's if you open your mind, this is what you're going to do. And this was a promise I made when my niece was missing, Selena. I made a promise back then looking into an empty field that when we got her back, I would do my best to help everybody that asked. And I'll tell you what, it would be a full-time job if somebody had money and resources to pay, you know, but it's something we have to do outside of our 8-to-5 job.
All of the advocates say their work will continue on to raise public awareness of the problem and hopefully improve statistics for Native crime victims. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.